Fall playoffs are just around the corner, plus a look back at week 8 of the football season. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISPSports.net Minute brought to you by RallyAroundUs.com. More high school sports news after this.
Coaches, are you looking for a simple way to fundraise for uniforms, preseason tournaments, equipment, or anything else? Check out Rally Around Us, an easy-to-use online service that makes fundraising the least of your worries. Athletes can build out contact lists with real-time donation alerts. Your supporters can donate right from their phones. You can build custom campaign pages, and everything flows seamlessly into an easy-to-use dashboard for you as a coach. Get your team started for free at RallyAroundUs.com. After all, no one really wants that cookie dough anyway.
Over the weekend, the WIAA released playoff brackets for boys soccer, which begins regional play next Tuesday. Postseason brackets for boys and girls volleyball are expected later this week as well. We're still a couple weeks away from the start of the football playoffs, with this the final week of the regular season. As we take a look back at Week 8 action from last weekend, Hilbert's Reed Breckheimer had another huge game, rushing for 387 yards with four touchdowns as the Wolves pulled away from Howard's Grove in a 49-34 win. Lakeland won a shootout with Ashland on Friday, 60-40. Quarterback Braden Wysick threw for 429 yards and five touchdowns and added two short scores on the ground. Just a few years removed from canceling their varsity season, the Nicolet Knights have clinched just the second playoff appearance in school history and first since 1989 with a 43-7 win over West Bend East last week. In the Quick Trip game of the week, Union Grove won an exciting back-and-forth affair with Badger, 27-22, as Cody Cotton returned from injury to score four touchdowns. Cedar Grove Belgium handed D7 top-ranked Reedsville its first loss of the season, 28-18, as Logan Arrowwood threw for 220 yards and three touchdowns to force a three-way tie atop the Big East Conference standings. This has been a WISPSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISPSports.net and search iTunes for the WSN podcast.